Hello?
Hey, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, sir. That wasn't my car. That was my mom's car.
Well, whatever. Same thing, you know?
Yeah, it's not the same thing, but okay.
Well, it is to me, because I don't care. But,
okay, well, I do care, and she does care. She needs to get her car fixed, and she needs your insurance information.
Right, yeah, okay. Well, settle down. Yeah, I was just, I was chasing a Pokemon. I play that Pokemon Go game, and there was one in your back seat. So I had to open the car and get in there and get it out with my phone.
Hold on. So you broke into my mom's car for a Pokemon game?
Well, I didn't break in. I just used one of those Slim Jim tools and opened up the door. But because I had to get the Pokemon. It was a rare Pokemon. It was like one of the really rare ones. It was a Pikachu.
Man, I don't care about that, man. You can't go in people's cars for a Pokemon, bruh. How old are you?
I'm 43.
You 43, and you opening the bats, you opening the car, you open the doors to my mom's car to get a Pokemon.
Yeah, well, a rare Pokemon. It was a Pikachu.
I don't care how rare it was. You feel me? It could have been the only Pokemon that ever came out ever. I don't care about it. You have no right to go with my mom's car, bro.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scratch up the door when I was opening it.
But you weren't supposed to touch it, period. Listen, I am a black man. If I would have went into your car, I would be locked up right now. You know what I'm saying?
What? That's not true. That's crazy
talk.
And
it is true.
That's crazy
man, anyway,
talk.
Can I have your insurance information? Because my mom needs to have the scratches taken off of her car that you put up there. She don't want to press charges, but she want her car fixed.
Were the scratches really bad? I didn't think they were that bad.
It don't matter. That's not your property. It don't matter what you think.
Could I just buy you some touch-up paint?
You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Hello, everybody. This is RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for March 22nd, 2017, and today's show is sponsored by King Ekbert. Thanks, King Ekbert, for being a Patreon supporter and supporting the show. If any of you are interested in helping support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Either one is basically the same thing. You pledge a small fee every month, and in return, you get more shows and extra shows in your secret feeds and stuff like that. It looks like we've gotten quite a few new supporters over the past month or so. There's Mid-Mish Deals, Douglas, Utah Kurt, I think he was already a supporter. I think he just switched some things around or something. And then there's Luck Light and William K and Oliver Ream and Cisco Kid, Kevin Neely, Demi Mondi, Joey C, Karma Chameleon, Emily P, El Diablos, and Joshua. Oh, wait, and then there's more here in my email. There's Jay Mathis and Stefan H and Mike K and Kenneth K. I'm mostly not saying their last names because I just can't pronounce them. They're crazy last names, both of them. But anyway, thank you, everybody, for helping support the show and forcing me to do more shows. Today I did a live show, live on the air, at Mixlr.com/phonelosers, and it was pretty fun. We called up some Christian bookstores and said some wacky things to them. And if you're one of those people who do not like the shows where I kind of poke fun at religion, then, I don't know, maybe you might want to skip this one, because it seems like every time I do a show where religion is involved, I get a bunch of angry emails and comments and stuff. And I feel bad that I'm pissing off listeners, but I'm still going to do it. So listen to this live show with caution, everyone. That's today's disclaimer. One last thing before we get started. If you don't know how to listen to a live show, I'm going to tell you the things that you can do to listen to a live show. The first thing you can do is add us on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. Most of the times I do a live show, I announce it on Twitter. So if you're following Phone Losers on Twitter, then you will hopefully get the announcement before the live show happens. And if you want to be fancy about it, you can set up Twitter to make it, you know, text you or send an alert on your phone or whatever. And you can do that just for Phone Losers and just for the other important things in your Twitter feed. Just not everybody, because that would be really annoying. And the other way is to set up an account on Mixlr and get the Mixlr app for your cell phone. smartphone. And even if you don't have the app, Mixlr will send you an email and let you know when one of the people that you follow goes on the air. And if you have the app on your phone, it'll beep at you whenever I go on the air, so you can listen that way, directly from your phone. Those are the best two ways to listen, but what if I don't announce it on Twitter, and what if I don't go on Mixlr? Sometimes I just go on Facebook, so you should add facebook.com/phonelosers. I've broadcasted on there a couple of times. And then, of course, there's the YouTube channels, youtube.com/phonelosersshows, and youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica. Those are the four places I am most likely to broadcast. If you want to listen to live shows, those are probably the way to do it. And if you need links to all this stuff, you should go to phonelosers.com/live, and it has a link to most of the things I just talked about.
Fuck your phone carrier, bitch. Fuck that shit. Fuck you, motherfucker. Are you lucky I don't know you, bro? I will fuck you up, bro. I swear to God, I will fuck you up, bro. You lucky I don't know you, bruh. You lucky I don't know you. I don't play by my mama, bruh. I will fuck you up, bruh. Swear to God, run, tell that. Go tell the police that, pussy. Fuck you, nigga. Real shit. Suck my dick, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Street nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Fuck you, bruh. You ain't trying to see me. You a pussy, man. Straight like that, bruh. You ain't real. Real shit. You lucky I don't know you. I will beat your ass, bro. I don't give a fuck.
I have really bad news, everyone. And I know this is going to hit a lot of you hard. And, I'm just gonna get to it. Family Christian bookstores, or no, wait, I'm sorry, Family Christian stores, they're closing down. They're closing down all 200 and whatever of their locations. And, you heard it here first, you guys. I've got this article from Michigan Live. It says that the Family Christian store CEO trusting in God as bankruptcy decision looms. And it says, as the future of Family Christian Stores and its 3,100 employees hangs in the balance of the U.S. bankruptcy court, the company president said he's relying more than the team of lawyers pleading their case. He says, I believe this is in God's hands, and we'll see where this ends up. He said that on Wednesday, as lawyers prepared a critical hearing next week that will determine if the nation's largest chain of 266 Christian book and gift stores emerges from Chapter 11 bankruptcy. God may have another plan for us. Whatever God plans is what's best. That's what he says. Holy shit, I just realized this is a really old article, but this is like a new thing. I guess this is, you know, when it was a thing that might happen, and now it's actually happening. I've read it on the webs, on the interwebs. You guys, I'm sorry to tell you this, but the Family Christian stores are closing. The nationwide chain of Family Christian stores. We just believe Family Christian stores should stay in business, and we believe we have an incredible impact on our customers. That's what the CEO said again. He has a lot to say. Here we go. My prayer is that God would soften Credit Suisse's heart. The CEO said, I would love nothing more than for an agreement to be reached with Credit Suisse. What the fuck is Credit Suisse? So, yeah, I was thinking, we could call up some family bookstores. I got their website pulled up here. When you go to the familychristian.com, it, like, pulls up this big, there's a thing that's like, the online store is closed. Visit one of our locations instead. And I have no ideas. I don't know what I'm going to do, like... I'm counting on you guys in the chat room on the Mixlr to tell me what to do here. I do have the Satan voice that doesn't work that well. It sounds... Here, I gotta mess with the knobs. Hello, Satan. Testing. You can still hear my voice behind it, and it pretty much just makes it so it's hard to understand me, so probably won't use the Satan voice. I need to get a better Satan voice, you guys.
Be like, hello, this is Satan from the corporate office with Family Christian Bookstores.
No, they're not going to be able to understand any of that. Maybe I should start out with that. But here's one in Illinois. We're going to give them a call. Maxim 2000 wants me to say we're opening a porn store where they are.
Hello, it's a great... Hello, Family Christian Stores, how may I serve you?
Hey, this is Satan from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Satan. I'm the new CEO of Christian Family Christian Stores.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
I know it's hard to understand me. It's just that I'm Satan and my voice does this. Something to do with the phone connection to hell or something. you know?
Oh, really? That's so funny. It said Planet Fitness. I didn't know that's where hell was.
Planet Fitness? What are you talking about?
What can I help you with?
I'm calling from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores. And you're not supposed to be open. You're supposed to close down today. So go ahead and just lock up the doors and leave.
I know, they're idiots.
She called me an idiot. Ma'am. Ma'am. Hello, ma'am. They didn't hang up. I feel like such an idiot now. Apparently my phone number is showing up on caller IDs for some reason as Planet Fitness. I don't know why that would happen. That's weird. What a weird coincidence. So here, where did it go? I'm gonna use her number as my outgoing caller ID. Basically, she just became the final boss because she called me an idiot and that just seemed uncalled for. Oh, yeah, of course. 10 mooses. I should be showing it as 6666. Okay, yeah, I should do that instead, right? In fact, let's just make it 666. I think I can do 3-digit caller IDs. Let's find out real quick. I'm going to call my cell phone. See, this is why I need the chat room, because... Oh, it says restricted.
Your call has been forwarded.
It's restricted. They won't let me do 666. Okay, how about 1-800-666-6666? Let's see how that works. That's lame. I used to be able to do just 666 as a caller ID. I remember this. All right, that one works. 1-800-666-6666. Let's do pranks. He always has good ideas. He says to say they're fired for not tithing, 10% of their check to the company. Okay, so let's call the next one on the list. It really sucks. I have to type these in manually because when I try and copy them off of the page, it like copies all this text with it. Stupid Family Christian website. Weekly Bible.
Thank you for calling Family Christian during our closing sale. This is Kara. How may I serve you?
Hey, Carol. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I was just trying to find out, were you giving 10% of your paycheck to the tithes at church?
I am not.
Oh.
You were looking for somebody that is?
No, I'm just basically, I was just thinking, you know, if you didn't do that, then that's probably why we're going bankrupt, because you didn't, you weren't, Jesus Christ.
No, actually, I decided the real reason is because God had another plan for me, and I wouldn't leave, so he decided to close the whole company.
Okay, yeah, so it's all about you. You're not narcissistic at all.
No.
No, I think it's actually because the Bible says you're supposed to give 10% of your money, and you weren't doing it. So thanks
That's
a lot.
It.
Thanks for nothing.
That's got to be it.
I hope you enjoy your new plan.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is yet. He hasn't told me.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to put my new supervisor on real quick. Can you just hold on?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Satan from the corporate office. And I'll be your CEO for the remainder of the company being in business, okay?
Okay?
I can't understand what he's saying.
He said his name's Satan, and he'll be your new CEO for the remainder.
Oh, that's what it is.
Thanks for ruining the joke. All right, I'm hanging up on you.
Okay.
Bye. Hey, what are you doing?
Bye.
Getting a bag of chips? What's that in the background?
Oh, I'm unloading some...
eating some Fritos?
Some cupcakes and Jesus keychains.
Oh, of course. Yeah, what was I thinking?
Yeah, you hear?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it sounds like chips.
All right, bye.
It wouldn't taste very good.
I'm leaving.
Bye.
I gotta go. I got other people to fire. See, I don't know where this show's going, you guys. But I think we need to leave the Satan voice out of it. I downloaded this thing the other day. It's Morph Vox Pro. And it can change my voice into Satan, but the problem is that it changes everything that goes through the mixer into, you know, whatever I pick. So they would be Satan too, and that would just be confusing. The number 3 wants me to tell them to flip all the switches. I'm on their website. That's where I'm getting these store numbers. So I could pretty much call every single location in the country right now if I wanted to. Just do a, you know, 8-hour show. Why not?
Family Christian Bookstore, this is Melanie. How may I help you?
Hey, Melanie. It's Steve Dave from the corporate office with
Hi.
Christian Family Whatever.
Yep.
And, hey, I just wanted to find out, is your store closing?
What do you mean, is their store closing?
Is yours closing permanently? Are you guys going to shut down?
Our entire chain is.
Well, I know that, but
yeah.
Here's the thing. If you're going along with it, then you're on Satan's side. Because why don't you just fight the man and stay open?
Well, I'm sorry, we can't. We're already owned by a liquidation
company. Because that's what Jesus would do. Jesus would stay open. He'd be like, I don't follow corporate policy. And he would just stay open and stay in business. Keep the whole thing going.
I'm sorry, we can't. We've done all that we can do.
Oh, you can.
Sorry, I can't continue with this conversation.
No, you can try. What? You can't continue with the conversation from the corporate office?
No.
Why not?
The corporate office has already been dissolved.
Oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. We're still here.
Because
we're not listening to the man. You know, we're just going to keep on trucking. And then maybe we won't go bankrupt. We'll just leave it in Jesus' hands, right?
We've already put everything in Jesus' hands, so we're doing what we need to do. I'm sorry, I cannot continue with this conversation.
But hey, as far as I'm concerned, Jesus can walk on liquidation. She hung up. That was from Tim Riggy in the chat room. Good one, Tim. Ba-dum-tsh. I'm working on soundboard stuff again. That's why I have no music. I just redid my soundboards, so I don't have my ba-dum-tsh sound anymore. I mean, it's in there. I just have to search for it because the icons are gone. You guys don't care. Okay, let's see. That was Michigan. Let's move down to another Illinois. Illinois. Seem to be a lot of them in the Midwest for some reason.
Thank you for calling Family Christian Lombard.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know we're not going to close down your store after all. We're going to turn it into a Scientology bookstore. So you'll still be able to work there. You're just going to be selling Scientology stuff instead. Like, we're not going to allow Christian stuff anymore.
Okay.
Because Slug Powder says so. He's the new CEO. Have you heard of Slug Powder?
No.
Yep, he's the new CEO. Look it up on the website. We're changing everything. We're starting a whole new chapter in the Family Christian Stores, but it's going to be called the Family Scientologist Stores.
All right.
So, we're going to need you to go outside and spray paint the word Christian off of the sign.
Uh-huh. No, I don't think I can do that.
Do you have spray paint?
Nope.
Fuck. Okay. Is there more than one employee there? We need you to go over to Walmart and get some spray paint.
Nope. That's okay. Thanks.
Well, how many people are there? Ah, Slug Powder. He messed that call up. Damn it, Slug Powder.
Family Christian April, this is Jesse.
Hey, April, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, we're just noticing the computer system there is all, it's all wacky, wonky, and,
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to need you to do a quick reset of the system.
Okay, just let me pass you to my store manager.
Oh, it's okay, you can do it.
Okay, all right, what do you need me to do?
Do you know where the breaker box is? You know, the big metal box in the wall where all those switches are?
Yeah.
We're going to just start flipping switches like crazy in there. Can you go over there real quick?
Yeah, I'm just going to let my manager know so she doesn't yell at me.
Oh, okay.
Or think I'm going crazy.
Well, if she yells at you, we'll fire her.
Yeah.
Be like, you won't have a job that this time next year, lady, if you keep that up.
Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna let her know really quickly.
Okay. I bet you the supervisor is gonna take over. He's gonna grab the phone. Let me see that.
Okay. Alright, I'm headed to the back now.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, is there just one breaker box?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to bypass it from this end so the power won't go out. Just hit the main one on, up on top, the main switch. This is, it's the big one.
Well, we only have the smaller one.
Oh, just turn them all off. Can you make, like, explosion sound effects with your mouth while you do it?
Not really.
Okay, all right. I just was trying to liven things up, you know?
I was like, oh.
You know, like when you, as you hit each one, just like,
I'm not really sure, so I am really going to pass you my man.
No, it's okay. You can go ahead and just do it without. The sound effects actually aren't important. No, we've bypassed it. Don't lie to her.
Well, they passed it. They bypassed it and whatever, but it won't go out. All right.
We've rerouted the circuitry from this end.
All right. So you just want me to turn them, like, all off?
Yeah, just as quick as possible. Just, you know, flip them all. There's not a main switch, though. It seems like there should be a main switch.
No.
Like a big one. Okay.
All right. Alright.
Are they all off?
Yep.
Did the whole store go out? Did the lights go out?
I know the back ones did.
Oh, is it dark in there?
Yes, it is really dark in there.
Is this, okay, so we need you to put your hand, like, on the switches, just on them, you know? Just okay. One of your hands, and just hold your hand really tightly against it and go, "The power of Christ compels you!" And then turn them back on. The power of Christ compels you. Just hold your hand on it.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the power of Christ compels you.
You really gotta yell it, though. Yeah. Really, just, the power of Christ, you know, really.
The power of Christ compels you. That good?
Let me check with Jesus.
Sorry, my hand's kind of like over the speaker. I'm really like yelling it out.
Oh, yeah, I could tell. Yeah, Jesus says that was good. I just checked. So you can turn them back on? Yeah. Are the lights back?
Yep.
Oh, it worked! Green across the board over here.
Alright.
Could I talk to the manager just real quick?
Yep.
Can you skip to the front of the store?
I'm sorry?
Skip. Skip. Instead of walking, skip.
Okay, I'm gonna pass it to her.
Okay.
This is Ellen.
Oh, hey, Ellen. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Hi.
Was she skipping from the back, like skipping, like skip walking?
I don't know what that means.
You know, it's like when you just kind of happily skip along instead of walking?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. Because I was just going to say if she didn't, then we were going to have to fire her. Because it's part of the reset process.
Ah, okay.
Did all of the lights go off?
Yes, all of them did.
The computers?
No.
Ah, darn it. I was hoping the computers would go out.
I am not hoping that at all.
Well, I thought it'd be funny if you lost some of your unsaved work.
That would not be good.
Okay, it looks like, according to our sensors, there's a demon running around in the store, but it's invisible. And she, like, the girl that did the breakers, like, the demon came out of the breaker box. She cast it out.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but it's running around the store now. What do we do?
I have no idea.
Could you check, what's the procedure in the employee handbook?
There isn't one, but I would have to say pray if I had to choose anything.
Okay, what was that girl's name again?
Jessie.
Oh, Jessie, what if she's the demon?
I highly doubt that.
What if she's possessed?
she's not.
I think, like, it shows on the sensors here that the demon's behind the register. Do you have a Pokeball?
Definitely not.
Do you have a Pokeball by chance?
No.
You know you're supposed to be closed already, right?
No, we're not.
No, we're changing things. You guys can go ahead and go home permanently today.
That would be nice, but probably not going to happen.
No, when do you actually close?
We do not know yet.
Okay. They don't tell you anything. I mean, we don't tell you anything, do we? Meow. I think I gave it away for somehow. I don't know how. I hope they're noticing their caller ID at least.
Hey, we're calling Family Christian. It's Christian. How can I help you?
Whoa, that's crazy. Your name's Christian?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Oh, hey, this is Steve Dave. I work over at the Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
You know, we're also a Christian organization.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I was just wondering, what's it like for God to like us more than you?
Well, what's it like for what?
What's it like for God to like us better than they like you guys? Because you guys are going bankrupt and we're not.
Oh, well, we're not going bankrupt. We're liquidation.
Well, you guys are going liquidation and we're not. We're staying in business forever.
Oh, okay.
What's that train whistle in the background?
That's not me.
What is it?
I have no idea.
Well, it's not on my end.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, okay. I don't believe you. Anyway, what's it like, though, to be going into liquidation and having to lose your job, and meanwhile, I'll have mine, because I work for Hobby Lobby.
Great. Everything's a blessing, right?
That's true. I never thought of it that way. You got me there. Darn it. This isn't going well. Shit.
Hello?
Hi.
Everything good?
Yeah, everything's fine. Do you sell Kenny Loggins CDs there? That's what I was really calling for.
What was the name?
Kenny Loggins. He's a Christian artist.
No, I'm not seeing any right now.
You know that song about hell, the danger zone?
Nope, not seeing it.
Are we allowed to vape in your store?
No, sir.
Is there a sign that says we can't?
There's not, but I mean...
So we can.
We asked if we saw it. We asked you to stop.
I'm going to do it in secret. I'm going to, like, duck down behind shelves and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, well, I need to go now.
All right.
I only vape the Holy Spirit, just so you know, so it would have been okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hello. Hang up the phone. Hang it up.
Who is this again?
Steve Dave from the Hobby Lobby.
In what location?
It's here in the same town, you know.
Your name is Steve what?
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave?
Yeah, it's all one word. It's just my first name.
And what's your last name?
Why?
Just asking.
Oh, I don't feel comfortable giving that out.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that.
Sure, anytime.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Are you still there? Hello? All right, I guess I'll hang up. I bet you he got hired right away. He goes in there with the name Christian. How could they not hire him? Liz says the corporate needs him to make a no vaping sign immediately. Great idea. That's crazy. They're not even telling him when it's going to go out of business. Maybe I should find a more updated article. than this one that I found. Here, let's do that here real quick. Oh, there it is. All 240 Family Christian stores are closing. That's directly from ChristianityToday.com, February 23rd. Oh, and it's on the consumerist, too. Let's go there. I like them better. The company has not released a timeline for when the stores will close. Its online marketplace now features a prominent all stores closing, everything up to 30% off banner. All right, so what am I doing to the next person? Tim wants me to say that Carrot Top agrees to bail out all 240 stores. He's our new messiah.
Good afternoon, Family Christian Alpharetta.
Hi there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I have good news.
Okay, good.
It looks like Carrot Top, he's agreed to bail out all 240 of our stores, so we're not going to go out of business after all.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. We're no longer going to be called Family Christian Stores. We're going to be called Family Carrot Top Stores.
Oh.
So
when that helps.
Yeah, when you answer the phone, you might want to write this down. You have to answer it. Thank you for calling Family Carrot Top Stores.
Okay.
Can you write that down and just make sure you answer the phone like that the rest of your shift?
I will try to.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have to, cuz like he actually owns the copyright to Family Christian Stores now. He's going to use it in his act. And if we use it, you know, to answer the phone, we're in big trouble. With his
lawyer. Oh, you're kidding.
No. Yeah, so what do you have it written down, what you say when you pick up the phone?
Okay. Family Christian Carrot Top.
Oh, no. Just replace the word Christian. Sorry, Christian with Carrot Top.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
So, like, you know, something like, thank you for calling Family Carrot Top Stores.
Uh-huh.
And when someone comes into the store, if you normally say, welcome to Family Christian Stores, just start saying Family Carrot Top Stores.
Okay.
And we'll get it all changed in the computer. In the computer, yeah, soon, like tonight.
Another change?
Yeah, we're going to change all the computer, you know, all the signs and everything. We're going to change it to Family Carrot Top Stores.
Uh-huh. Well, we're closing on Wednesday next week here in Alpharetta.
Oh, no, not anymore, because this is now Family Carrot Top Stores.
Okay.
We're going to sell Bibles and props.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we don't have any Bibles right now.
Well, you know, you will.
Okay.
Engraved ones.
All right. Can we do anything else for you?
Oh, no, that's all. Just make sure you answer the phone, Family Carrot Top Stores.
Okay.
Okay. Well, have a nice day.
And God bless
and
you.
And woohoo! Yeah, yeah. God bless you too.
Bye bye.
Bye. I'm not sure she was buying it. I need to change my caller ID. I'm going to be really sneaky. And I'm going to change this one. Here, we're going to call from this number.
Thank you for calling Family Christian Alpharetta. This is Wendy.
Oh, hey, Wendy. You must have not got the memo. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
And the lady I talked to before promised that everyone there would answer the phone, Family Carrot Top Stores.
What?
Because Carrot Top, he's buying out the company so it doesn't have to close down. I'm serious. It's now Family Carrot Top Stores. So when you answer the...
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I'm completely serious. You just talk to that other lady. She believed me.
The other lady?
Yeah, the other lady.
Who would that be?
Oh, wait, did I call a different store or something?
I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to scam a different store. I keep getting confused. Okay, let's see. Let me look at my call history. okay. No, I think I called this store. 2 minutes? 4 minutes? Okay, yeah, okay. All right. I think she's right. Let me try this other one. I'm calling from a different number.
Thanks for calling Family Christian. This is Daniel. How can I help you?
Oh, that's the other one. Okay, so it's not that one. Okay, fuck it. It's not going to work. She's not going to do it. I'm not even sure what number I called a minute ago and talked to that old lady. But I think she thinks they're saved. Someone in the chat room posted a link to the Family Christian Bookstore Facebook page, which is located at facebook.com/... I think that's the same one, isn't it? Oh, wait, probably not. No, no, I don't think it is person who posted that, because they only have 2,000 likes. They've got to have more than that, right? I was going to say, yeah, let's do the mob thing. I don't know, why not? But let's just do this one. Facebook.com/... If you want to leave wacky comments. Nice wacky comments, not mean wacky comments. Make sure your comments are wacky. If they're mean, they're probably not wacky. Not wacky enough, anyway. This is probably the wrong company, but whatever. I don't care. I wasn't even going to do a Facebook mob today, because I don't plan to be on the air for much longer.
Hello, thank you for calling Family Christian in Beaver Creek. This is Elizabeth speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Elizabeth. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Christian Family.
Yep.
And I just needed to find out, were you giving 10% of your tithes, of your paycheck to the company tithes?
Personally, I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody knows that. That's no excuse. Basically, I just wanted to say thanks for nothing. It's basically your fault that we're going out of business because you weren't given 10% of your tithes. I bet you weren't given 10% to the church either.
I was, actually. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, if you weren't giving it to the corporate office, I just thought you'd be the same way about the church.
Would you like to speak to my manager?
No, I just wanted to chew you out for making the entire company go bankrupt.
Okay, that seems valid.
It is. It is totally valid. So shame on you. Shame on you. Shame, mm-hmm. Shame, shame.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call.
And maybe just for the last couple months, you could go ahead and give 10% of your tithes to the corporate office.
Yep. We'll see about that.
Well, no, you have to. It's the right thing to do. That's what Jesus would do. Jesus would give 10% of his money to the corporate office.
Yes. Okay.
He would.
Well,
sound like
I am with a customer.
You doubt
so
me.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day.
Could I talk to the customer real quick? We could do a survey.
No, I'm sorry.
Please?
Have a good day.
Please? Please? Okay, fine. I'll do Mob 7's idea. Got to get this shit demon taken care of. I agree, sunshine. That was not a Christian attitude at all. Very disappointed in her.
Thank you for calling. Who are they calling?
What?
Thanks for calling Family Christian Bookstore.
Well, how come I'm being laughed at, though?
No, because the store is going out of business, and this is my first night working since they decided they're going out of business.
Oh, I see.
So I'm like, oh, can I still call them Family Christian?
Yeah, well, no, that's actually what I was calling about. We've been taken over. I'm calling from the corporate office, by the way. With Family
uh-huh.
Christian, and we're not going to go bankrupt after all. We're changing the company name to Family Carrot Top Stores, because he's saving the company with all his money.
What? Who's the Carrot Top?
He's a very famous actor and comedian and all-around good Christian man.
Oh, my word. When
yeah.
is this all happening?
It's right away. That's why I'm calling. You need to, from now on, answer the phone. answer the phone. Family Carrot Top Stores. Can you write that down?
I am writing as we speak.
Okay.
And is it all one word, Carrot Top, or two words?
It's two words. And they're going to be coming out to change the signs and everything soon, probably this coming week.
Well, that is thrilling. Okay.
Yeah,
Family Carrot Top
Stores. Yeah, and actually, we don't even own the copyright to the name Family Christian Stores anymore, so we can't say
right.
it anymore.
That's why I hesitated.
Yeah, yeah. So make sure you answer the phone like that, because if he calls just to test you out, he might get angry.
Okay, and how many R's are there in that carrot? I'm assuming it's a C carrot, not the K carrot like diamonds. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's C and just regular spelling.
Okay.
So thank you
and
for calling Family Carrot Top Stores.
And who's this?
This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Carrot Top Stores.
Did you say Steve?
Yeah, Steve Dave.
I just don't want to tell somebody this and they're going to say, what? You're just making this up.
Oh, no. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be on all our signs. We're going to change the signs around and everything.
Okay, so I will let my manager know then.
Okay, but make sure
awesome.
Just when you answer the phone from now on, it's got to be Family Carrot Top Stores.
I'm going to make a big sign for everybody.
Okay. That's great.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a news release or anything?
Oh, yeah. They're going to send an email out tomorrow morning, a memo and everything.
Awesome sauce. Thank you.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
You too. Be blessed.
Praise Carrot Top.
All right. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I think she's going to talk to the people next to her, and they're going to be like, you're an idiot. That's not real. What are you talking about? So I think when I call back, she's not going to say it, but changing my caller ID, calling from a different number. Let's see what happens.
Family Carrot Top Store. How may I help you?
You sell Bibles?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
I know. I got chills all over.
Wait.
I heard the girl in the background. She's like, wait. What are you? And that's when it cut off. And I'm just going to assume that she's about to get chewed out for answering the phone with Carrot Top. So I think if I call back, it probably won't do that next time. Oh, okay, wait, 7-9. I gotta make sure, I just lost my music again. Why does it always do that? I'm gonna write this down. And before I end the show, we're going to, call back and see if they're still answering the phone that way, which they won't be. Come on. They'll figure it out soon enough. But she did it once! That's all that matters. I think I can quit the show now. I'll label this Family Carrot Top. I don't know why I'm doing this on a post-it. I have my notepad open right here. Okay, here we go. Next is this one. Maybe we can take care of the shit demon. Then we can do some customer surveys. Yeah, okay. Who said that?
Thanks for calling Family Christian. This is Donovan. How would I be able to help you today?
Hey, Donovan, do you have Holy Ghostbusters on DVD?
Is it right if I put you on hold really quick?
No, it's not.
Nope, sorry. Just, I don't believe we do.
Oh, can you go check real quick?
Yeah.
Hurry up. Hurry the fuck up. Got hung up on. That was Brown Magic's fault and partially Sunshine's fault for making me notice that comment. It's both of your faults. Okay, shit demon. Time for the shit demon.
Family Christian Ministries, this is Nicole. May I help you?
Hey, Nicole. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office. And
yes.
I'm just showing on our sensors here that you were having a problem with the bathroom. Looks like the toilet levels are all off, the pH balance. And is there a problem in the bathroom? Our alarms are going off here. Hello?
I honestly do not know.
Oh, is there any way we could check real quick?
Yeah. What do you...
We're just going to... it looks like it's the toilet alarm, and it's showing red lights up here on the sensor board. So I don't know, are they having plumbing issues there in that area, or is it just your store?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Are you in the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to... It looks like there is a clog, according to the sensors here. In the toilet, you know?
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have to perform an exorcism to remove the shit demon. So when I say go, you have to put your hands over the toilet and wave them around all threatening-like, like mysteriously and threateningly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to say, I rebuke you, shit demon, in the name of Jesus. Be gone! And then you'll see a poof. Okay, ready, go. On your marks, get set, go.
I'm doing it.
But you're not saying that I rebuke you, shit demon.
No.
Are you just thinking it?
Yes.
That doesn't work. Demons, they can't read thoughts. Only Jesus can.
Okay.
You gotta
so what is that again?
Be like, I rebuke you, shit demon. In the name of Jesus, be gone. Something like that, you know, just standard stuff.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay, I'm sorry, poop demon. I rebuke you, poop demon. Or just demon, whatever, you know. They're not picky.
Okay.
Ready, set,
I
go.
The poop, you demon.
I don't think he heard it. I'm still showing red lights across the board.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Who's this?
This is Abby. Nicole had to go answer a question from a customer.
Oh, that's weird that you couldn't just do it since she was back there exercising the demons and stuff. We're just having a problem. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I forgive you. There's a problem with the toilet. We just need someone to go back there and do a quick exorcism.
Yeah, I'm in here already.
Okay, yeah. If you just wave your hands all around the toilet, mysterious-like, and say, I rebuke you, poop demon. In the name of Jesus,
okay,
be gone.
Okay, I'm not. What?
No, what? I'm serious. It's just the corporate office monitors the condition of the plumbing, and we can tell that there's a clog in the toilet. So don't use the toilet, whatever you do. Until you rebuke the poop demon.
Okay.
So just
we can pray about that.
Well, that's what we're doing an actual exorcism. So just wave your hands around the toilet and be like, "I rebuke you, poop demon." Because we can tell we have sensors and we can tell it was you that clogged it up with your soupy logs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How recently did that happen?
Oh, we know. And you know, too. I don't have to say anything.
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores. Soon to be Family Carrot Top Stores. I'm calling from the corporate office. You can see it on your caller ID, right?
No.
What's it say on caller ID?
That we don't have caller ID.
What? How is that possible? It's 2017. Well, anyway, I'm not hearing much exorcism going on over there. If you just wave your hands around the toilet, be like, "In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, poop demon."
I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna do that.
Poop demon.
We'll call our manager and see what she'll have us do.
Poop demon, be gone. Just try that. Don't you believe in the power of exorcism and prayers and stuff?
I believe in the power of Jesus Christ, and if that was
Me
the
too?
Truth, then Jesus would come and help us.
Yeah, right. That's never going to happen. Come on, no. This is why we do exorcisms and prayers and stuff. Jesus isn't going to come and fix your clogged toilet, lady.
Jesus will do anything we need. If this is corporate, then you'll understand that we're busy and have more important things to do right now. So I'm sorry, but...
Well, this has got to be done. And if Jesus will do anything, then how come we're going bankrupt? Hmm?
Because people made bad business decisions.
Well, Jesus can fix them, though. He's Jesus.
You're right. That's exactly right. So spend your time praying about that, okay?
Okay.
We gotta go. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for calling Family Christian.
Okay. Don't use the toilet. Cannot argue with that logic. Going bankrupt is a part of God's plan. That's right, Randall Thor. I totally agree. You guys, I've been doing this for an hour. I think it's about time for me to quit. Got things to do. I've got to go exercise my toilet and stuff. Hey, let's just. Well, hold on. Let me change my caller ID to something totally different. Because I want to call the Carrot Top store and just see if she picks up as I know she's not going to. I know I'm just ruining it. I should just let us go on believing that they're going to do that the rest of the night. But I'm just curious. Let's see what happens when I call this number.
Family
Family Carrot Top Stores. This is Tiffany, also known as Family Christian.
Formerly known.
Oh, who?
I don't know.
It's. I'm sorry. I thought I reached the bookstore. I must have got the wrong.
You did. No, you got the right place.
Oh, what's it called?
I'm not exactly sure at the moment. But what can I do for you? You got the right place.
Do you have Ghostbusters on DVD?
Oh, we're not that bookstore.
Well,
we do not have Ghostbusters. What bookstore are you looking for?
The Christian bookstore.
Well, we are the Christian bookstore, but we don't have Ghostbusters.
Well, it's about ghosts and stuff. It's a Christian movie.
I haven't seen any come in.
Okay,
like,
well,
I believe that there's one called that, but we don't have it.
All right, okay. I'll try somewhere. I'll try a Target. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Bye.
Bye. Holy Ghostbusters. That's what it was called. I regret jumping. I forgot the name of it. But holy crap, you guys. They're still answering. And they're all doing it. They're laughing about it. That's... what the hell? Oh, yeah. Customer surveys. 10 mooses. And by the way, I did not expect that lady to... I didn't even talk about that. She actually tried to do an exorcism. And then she got embarrassed and left the bathroom. But she did it. Like, she did it wrong, but she did it. What the hell? I was not expecting that to work. At all.
Family Christian, this is Marcy. How may I serve you?
Hi, Marcy. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Uh-huh.
/ Care Top. And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
A customer?
Yeah, just any customer. We just do a quick survey with them. Just to see.
Yeah, okay.
See
just things. A minute.
Okay.
Is it for a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is somebody from corporate. They just want to do a customer survey with one of you.
Just a random customer.
Hello?
Hello, is this a random customer?
Yes.
Oh, I think that lady misunderstood. What she was actually wanting me to do is she has a crush on you, and she wants to know if you'll go on a date with her. Like, what do you think? What do you think? Would you consider that?
No, I'm married.
Yeah, but you know, just kind of an on the side thing. We could do some
no.
secret signals here. So your wife, is she there in the store with you, or is that someone?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay. So we'll keep this on the DL. So just maybe if you could cough really loud if you're not interested, and sneeze if you are.
No, I'm not interested.
No. Come on. We don't want her to find out. Just do the codes. There we go. Thank you. Hey, incidentally, you're our 1 millionth customer at this location, so you win the shopping spree.
Okay.
So you get to run around the store and just grab stuff like crazy, and you get it all. To keep.
Do the people that work here know this?
Yeah, yep. That's why they handed you the phone. I was just breaking the ice with that whole
okay.
that whole dating thing. And also, you know, she really needs someone.
I'll let you talk to the people here and confirm that then.
Oh, no, they know. They know. Just on the count of three, we're going to run around the store and do a quick shopping spree.
No, sir, that's not going to happen. I'm going to hand you back to the lady right here.
And you have to be as destructive as possible as you can, possibly can. Like knock over shelves. Oh. Oh, that's great. Fun Society Arcade. I asked them if they would still shop there, if they carry adult books. That's a great idea. We could do surveys about just the bankruptcy in general. Someone said I have to go on an extra 30 minutes if that one Family Christian story still was answering his Family Carrot Top. So I agree with that. I think I should do at least another 30 minutes. Of course, that was 10 minutes ago, so 20 minutes. Okay, here we go. Customer surveys. For the next 20 minutes.
Hey, we're calling Family Christian. This is Carly. How can I help you?
Hey, Carly. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there that could just talk on the phone and do a quick survey?
I can check real quick.
Okay, thanks.
Would you be up for doing a survey for Family Christians?
Pardon?
Would you be up for doing a survey for Family Christians?
Yep, but I don't know how to do it.
Oh, no.
I'll try. Hello.
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the Christian Family Christian corporate office.
Yeah?
And I'm just doing a quick survey, if you don't mind.
No, but I'm mad because you're leaving.
Oh, well, it's not our fault. It's, you know that lady that handed you the phone? She wasn't giving her her 10% tithes to the corporate office, so it's her fault that the entire nationwide chain...
No, it ain't hers.
It kind of is, to be honest, just between me and you. So I would give her dirty looks and stuff from, you know, until they close. Hey, so the main question we wanted to find out is, you know, if we were able to stay open, would you still shop here if we carried adult books and items?
No, because I don't read books.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like adult books, like dirty books.
No way. No way. No way. I don't believe in that stuff. I don't.
Yeah, but we'll put them in the back.
I don't want to talk to you and ask me that stuff. Sorry. I don't go for that.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Is there another one?
Let me check.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Marshall speaking.
Oh, hey, is this a customer?
No, I'm not a customer. Oh, you were looking to speak to a customer?
Yeah. I'm just calling from the corporate office. We're just doing a customer survey.
Okay. Give us 1 second. We'll get a customer on the line.
Okay, great. Thank you. Oh, man, I know Brown Magic. I'm going to get so many angry emails over this. I do every time. Every time I do something with Christian stuff, I'm in trouble. I lose listeners. You should see the emails I've gotten. I try to be nice about it.
I'm a customer. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. How long have you been a customer with us?
Family Christian?
Uh-huh.
I would say Family Christian probably about 15 years.
Oh, okay. That's not very long.
Why? How long have you been open? Well, no. Since what? 2000 and something?
No, I'm just kidding. That was just a test anyway to make sure you're really a customer.
Well, what's that mean?
Well, no, I'm calling to do a quick survey. Do you think that if we were to sell adult items, would you still shop at the store? Because we might do that to keep it open.
Well, you do sell adult items.
No, I mean adult items, you know, like dirty magazines and stuff and videos.
Oh. Sir, I'm saved. I'm not a woman of God. I'm a minister, so that
right.
You want me to hand the phone to somebody else?
No, it's okay. You won't have to buy them, but you know they'll be there in the back of the store, like in the back room. You have to go in a curtain.
No, sir. No, that's not a good idea. No,
well,
no.
It's just something to help keep us open. You know,
that doesn't make any sense. I think this is a prank phone call too. I'm gonna hang up.
What? No, it's not a prank. What are you talking about? I wouldn't prank a Christian store. Be blasphemy. Can't have that. Randall Thor says that saved is actually a euphemism. Oh, shit. Rev wants me to do what's your favorite sin? I have to do that. Holy shit, you know, I could get people to confess like crazy sins and stuff. Because it's the corporate office. They have to tell me. Oh, the number 3 says rape is the best sin. So when they tell me their favorite sin, I'm going to tell them they're wrong. It's rape. Steve Dave Jenkins has a good point that I should be Father Steve Dave from the corporate office. I'll try to remember that.
Family Christian Bookstores in West Mifflin. This is Travis. How can I help you?
Hey, Travis. This is Father Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with real quick?
Yeah, I'm actually in the back room right now.
In the bathroom?
A little busy up front, but if you give me 1 second.
Okay.
I can give you to a customer.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yep. My. All right, hold on.
Can you hear a flush sound next?
Hi. Would you like to take a weekly customer survey?
It would take long because I have to meet somebody over the theater.
Hello?
Oh, no, it won't take long.
Okay. Here.
Hello?
Hi. This is Father Steve Day from the corporate office with Family Christian.
Okay.
And just
how are you?
Oh, not too bad. I don't have time for small talk. I'm just going to ask a few quick questions, and it's for to make our store better in the future and stuff. You know, it'll just take a minute.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite sin?
My favorite what?
Sin. Like the sin that you... that you most enjoy doing?
Oh, spending time with my grandchildren.
No,
if
that's
I was to be honest.
Well, that's not a sin. I'm saying your favorite sin.
Oh, favorite sin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Shopping.
Oh, is that a sin, really?
Sometimes.
Okay.
You can get carried away.
Here, let's see. Nope. You're wrong. Your favorite sin is rape.
Okay, here. I'm not
going to
answer questions.
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Is there another customer?
Yeah. She seemed really offended by whatever you asked, I guess.
Yeah, I was just asking her what her favorite sin was. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry if I upset her.
It's okay. Hi. Would you like to take a weekly Family Christian survey? Okay. Hi. Would you like to take a weekly Family Christian survey? It's someone asking questions. Okay.
Fuck! No one will do it, will they?
No.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Maybe if we start kicking them out. If they say no, what if we're just like, you know what? Then leave. You turn.
No. Excuse me. Would you like to take a weekly Family Christian survey? Is someone asking a couple questions?
No.
Okay.
Fuck.
Hi. Would you like to take a weekly Family Christian survey? Is it someone asking a couple questions?
No.
Okay, if you take it right up front, they can scan it and tell you the price of it.
But only if you take the survey.
Hi, would you like to take a quick survey? Just someone asking a couple questions. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, this is God. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is God. I'm calling from the Family Christian Corporate Office. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm not bad. So can you just do a quick survey?
Yes.
Okay. Question number one, what is your name?
Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. I'm God.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Question number two. What is your favorite sin?
Favorite what?
Sin.
Sin.
Sin. You know sins? When you're a bad person, you sin?
Right.
Sin. That's S as in... Okay, never mind. Sin.
Right. I don't think I have a favorite one.
Well, just the thing that you most enjoy doing that's, anti-Christian.
Oh, I don't think I have a favorite one.
Okay, well, guess what? You're wrong, because this is God, and I know everything about you. Whoa-ha-ha-ha. So, try again.
Well,
Probably swearing. Is that a sin?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yes, that works. I was going to say lying because, you know, you're lying to me. Okay, I need to let you know that I have officially canceled Easter because the bookstore is going out of business. So
yes.
If you celebrate Easter, you're a sinner.
Oh.
Yep, no Easter this year, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that wasn't really a question. Shit. What percent of your income do you give to tithes at church?
Whoa. Say that again?
The tithes that you give at church, what percent do you give from your paycheck?
From mine, probably about 8%.
Lies! And it's supposed to be 10, but lies, you don't even do 8. Try
well,
again.
Well, I didn't lie, I told the truth.
I don't know, it sounded like a lie to me. Here at the corporate office, we have a voice analyzer hooked up to the line, and we can tell when you're lying. Plus, I'm God.
I know.
You know what?
Yes.
You know, okay, that makes sense then. Okay, next question, chat room. Will you donate all of your money right now to the store to help save it? Because if you don't, you may as well just, you know, be shooting the cashier in the head because he's going to lose his job. And come on, just give everything you have.
No, sorry.
Okay, well then, you're going to hell. Congratulations. You get applause for that. Woo-hoo. And that's all for the survey. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, whatever, jerk.
I'm so confused. Cupcakes and Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, hello?
Hello!
Hey.
Hello, this is God from the corporate office. I was helping Steve Dave with the survey. That made him hang up. Shit. Oh, so much clicking when they hang up. There we go. Okay. All right. Man, I'm exhausted. It's really tough being God, you guys. All right, it's time to find out if we're going to do another 30 minutes of show or not. If the following Family Carrot Top store answers as thank you for calling Family Carrot Top Stores, then we're doing another half hour. If the answer is Family Christian Bookstores, then the show's over. Just over. This lady decides everything. Let me change my caller ID. I don't want to make them suspicious. I gotta have a normal caller ID.
Thank you for calling Family Christian. This is Tiffany.
Aww. It's not Family Carrot Top anymore?
No.
Darn it. How come it changed?
Because people are crazy.
Oh, which person is crazy?
I haven't decided that yet.
Oh, well, I thought...
Maybe me.
I thought they were changing it. That's what I heard on the news tonight, that they were changing it to the Carrot Top was buying them out or something.
Yeah, well, we don't have any official word on that, so...
Okay. So I can't
tell you.
I can't come in there yet and buy official Carrot Top merchandise?
No.
Darn. Okay. All right, well, thanks.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, you heard the lady. It's her fault. It's not me leaving. It's her, basically. She just ended my show. Thanks a lot, lady. I guess I can do, like, maybe just a couple more calls or something. Just a couple. But then, you know, it's not going to be another half hour, though, because she messed it up. But holy shit, they did it for a good half hour, at least, right?
Hi, thank you for calling Family Christian. This is Amanda. How may I help you?
Hi, Amanda. This is Father Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Bookstores.
Hello.
Whatever. And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with real quick?
Hold on.
Quick survey with them, just about the store and everything.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Lisa. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Lisa. Is this a manager?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey, if you have a customer in there I could speak with.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, we don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, I explained it.
Okay, you just want to talk to a customer?
Yes, please. Yeah, it's just a quick survey, just a couple questions. It'll just take a minute.
So you just want us to walk over and give the phone to a random customer?
Yep.
Okay,
we
hold
do
on.
This. Okay.
Was there an email sent out about this?
Oh, we do this once a week at every location, usually. Have you never gotten one of these before?
No. Was there an email sent out to alert me to this?
Well, it's like a standard thing. We've always done this.
I'm surprised
you've never gotten one of these.
We've never had this happen.
Huh. Maybe it just happens on shifts that you aren't on.
No.
Maybe.
Who are you with?
Never know. I'm with Family Christian Stores, with the corporate office.
And what's your name?
Uh-huh. My name is Father Steve Dave.
Okay, hold on a minute. Steve what?
Steve Dave. Here, I can put my coworker on. He'll vouch for me. Hold on.
Well, I don't know who he is either, though.
Hello, this is God, and I totally vouch for Steve Dave. Go ahead and put a customer on. It's fine. Just do it. Do it. We lost her.
I just wanted to do, you know, just a quick call in the show with, but nope, no, these people aren't letting me in the show. This is bullshit. I should have just ended the show immediately, like I promised I would.
Family Christian Stores, Julie speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Father Steve Dave from the corporate office with Family Christian Stores.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Not too bad. Hey,
what can I do for you?
I'm just calling up all the stores and just letting them know, just to make sure you know that we're actually canceling Easter this year, since we're going to be closing. So if you normally celebrate Easter, you shouldn't do it this year because we're canceling it.
What?
Easter, you know, the holiday Easter.
Yes.
The holiday about chocolate. You're not allowed.
Yes.
You're not allowed to celebrate Easter this year because we're canceling it.
Why is that?
Because, I don't know, why should anyone else get Easter if we have to go out of business? So we're just like, F it, you know, and we're canceling it.
Okay.
Yep. So, do you normally celebrate Easter?
I do.
Okay, you're not going to be able to this year. Make sure you don't.
Okay.
We'll be watching.
Okay.
We've got a little security system here known as God. And he knows.
Okay.
He's watching. He watches you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. So
that sounds like Santa.
Well, you know, whatever. Just, you know, no Easter this year.
Okay.
And most likely, I don't know, if we're still in business in December, we're going to cancel Christmas, too.
Okay.
So you won't be able to do Christmas this year, so that's actually probably a relief. You know, you don't have to spend a bunch of money on presents and everything.
That's true.
But definitely no Easter. We'll still be around for Easter. So if you celebrate Easter, you're fired.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Good. Thank you.
Good? Did you say good?
I said okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you're...
Thank you.
I thought you're being a Miss Smarty Pants.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Well, no Easter this year.
Okay. Thank you.
You can celebrate... well, no. Wait, St. Patrick's is over. What's after that? Valentine's Day, that's over. That was okay. You could have celebrated that. We'll allow that one.
Okay.
Basically, business as usual, except for Easter. Just don't celebrate Easter this year.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Okay.
I gotta grab that other line.
Also, we're going to be putting Confederate flags out in front of the store.
Yeah, we're not allowed to put signs out in front of our store. So.
Oh, no. It's a new corporate policy. We're setting it up this week. You're going to be putting Confederate flags in all the windows.
Yeah, unfortunately, they won't let us do that. Or the city won't.
Well, no, we're more important than the city. We're more powerful, and
okay.
Jesus is on our
I'm
side.
I'm sorry, but I've got the other line that I have to grab.
Can you just put it on three-way? I'll pick it up for you.
Nope, it's okay. No, I gotta grab this other line.
I don't mind. I really don't mind. It's okay.
I do. Thank you.
I don't. And I'm the corporate office, so what I say goes. So you three-way that call right now. Damn it. All right. Every single one of their stores, it must be their phone system or something. It has a weird hang-up. It's very strange. Lots of clicking. Makes me think they're going to pick up. I can play my dial tone. Well, guess what, you guys? I'm quitting. I'm sorry I had to bring you all this news about, you know, the whole Family Christian store is going out of business. But I'm glad you got to hear it from me instead of, you know, somewhere else. Oh yeah, the Facebook. Shit. Number three. I gotta look at the Facebook. Damn it. Okay. Let's see. Let me refresh. I don't even think this is the right place. Seems like they would have more followers. Visitor posts. I don't see any visitor posts. Any new ones? I don't see any wacky comments. I see one from some of their posting pictures of Bibles or something, and Freddie Glanville's like, I like the part of the show where the phone rings. That's all I see so far. Liz Darwin, she posted on a video of paintings of flowers, and she says, what a jip, obviously an inside job. Who does Cole know? Mine was obviously better. Oh, I'm looking at top comments. I need to look at most recent comments. Stupid me. I don't see a post by Cole. What is wrong with this? Why can't I see anything? I blame Liz for all of this. There's really no other posts on these things, you know? No comments. A lizard. Oh, lizard photos. Okay, lizard photos. This looks very inappropriate. That's by, Kevin Scott says his hands are doing what? Oh, yeah, they're in his pocket. I don't know. This guy's holding a spider. he's showing this little kid a spider, like a tarantula or something, and Scott Bradford posted, this looks like grooming to me. That's great, Scott. Probably right, though. Yeah, I can't find a lot of posts, so yeah, nice try trying to get me to do more show. Anyway, yeah, I'm quitting the show. Thanks for listening, everyone. It was fun. See you next time.
Hey, Brad, this is Rusty Shackelford.
Hey there.
I just had an idea for what you could do.
You could say
you're a liaison for the Chinese government, and they want to buy your selfies for $100. So, I just kind of got that notification on my phone. Thanks, for AliExpress. They want me to send them a selfie.
That's weird.
Love you, Brad.
What the hell is AliExpress? Why are they asking for your selfies?
Hey, Brad, it's the Cisco Kid.
Hey.
Hey, just calling in to give you a question and some suggestions.
Okay.
Some of my favorite calls.
Just so everyone knows, he's not actually calling from Cisco. It's all a big trick.
Yours is when you're being an authority figure, and in the middle of that, you just start eating some food. Maybe you open up a drink.
Have some Doritos.
It's freaking hilarious. So you should try that again. It's really funny.
Okay.
Also, God Speaking, one of my favorites. You call up some people and just let them know that they're talking to the good Lord.
Yep. And you must have liked this show then. Plenty of that.
Where did Uncle Scott come from? What's his history?
I don't know.
Just let me know. Also, that being said, where's he at? I miss the
He's
guy.
He's dead.
I love hearing from him. More Uncle Scott. All right, Brad, that's it for today. Have a good one.
Peace. Rest in peace, Uncle Scott. Yeah, I don't know where Uncle Scott came from. He just kind of started calling into the voicemails, telling me his name was Uncle Scott. That's all I know, and then he died.
Hey, Brad. I was just wondering if you could play, for the closing song, Peaches by the Presidents.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm right on top of that, Rose. That's totally going to happen.
Hey, Brad. It's Dan, calling about the silent letter alphabet.
Yep.
How about Django for D?
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Have a good day.
I don't think I realize that...
Bye.
I don't think I realize that Django is pronounced Django. I thought it was Django. I don't even know what Django means, and I'm too lazy to look it up. But yeah, I will add that one in there if there's not a D word already.
Hey, Brad. I seen this thing today. It was kind of cool. You go to O'Reilly's website, so, you know, the auto parts place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go to their website and type in the search for parts, type in 121G.
You'll thank me later.
Okay, I bet it's the one that looks pornographic, right? I'm just guessing. People over the years have always told me to call up O'Reilly's or auto parts stores and ask for that model number. I think it's that model number. Maybe it's something else. But I'm way too lazy to check and find out.
Hey, Brad. This is Lee.
Hey.
Listening to your No Trucks episode, and you're talking about your Amish fans and that they're... It's not allowed. You do have a number of Amish and Mennonite.
Yeah, probably not after today's episode, but it was cool. Nice to have them while
that
they lasted.
To your show. And you may not know it, but you actually prank called one of them on the carding calls. It's on the show that's called I'll Make You Think Stupid, and it's the one at about the 23-minute mark where you're telling him that you were cooking eggs on his motor, and you called him a jerk, and he was falling all over himself to apologize. So that's a Mennonite guy, which he used to be Amish. So, Keep it up.
I see. Well, you tell him that he makes a horrible prank call victim. I mean, Roycipient. Don't be putting notes on Amish people's cars. They're too nice.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson. So, oh my God, I'm so upset.
Wow.
All right, so I'm listening to your show.
Are you really going to scream at me?
Ted TV is getting mad at me for saying, hey, Brad. Listen, Ted TV, if you're listening.
I'm going to give you guys each other's phone numbers. You guys can work it out.
I hated that. That was my signature thing. Olga's got her jokes, okay? And I just started getting jealous that I don't have consistent content from the voicemails.
Yep.
So instead, I nicely, for consistency's sake,
yep,
to build my character, use the consistent.
Some people have no respect.
Brad.
Oh my God, no, I can't handle that multiple times in one voicemail. Don't do that again.
That apparently rather pretty.
I'm going to start cutting that off of the front of the voicemails.
At least, Jag TV.
That'll teach you.
Some people remember a certain show where someone called a bunch of Somali pirates from the Canoe Club. that was pretty hilarious. Anyway.
Sounds like
bye,
it. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's Crimson. Take that, Jag TV. Bye.
Thanks for that informative voicemail that everybody enjoyed.
Hey, Brad. It's Jag.
Oh, great.
TV.
Yep.
And I just want to say,
I think I'm officially losing control of the voicemail segment.
And bully people and call people faggots.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Thanks, fake Jag TV.
Hey, Brad. This is Lee. I think the Craigslist idea was not the best idea.
What?
You could end up being an international black market arms dealer or selling body parts or...
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other things that would get your equipment confiscated again.
We don't want that.
I'm going to officially recommend that you stay away from that idea and don't mention it to the listeners. Let's just keep it between us.
Shit, it's too late.
Thank you.
Now I have to tell the regular listeners about the hobosodes. Like on the last hobosode, I was calling up people on Craigslist that were selling things. I was like, yeah, do you have the thing available still? And they'd say yes. And I'd say, oh, I'm not interested. It's just not for me. I don't want it, and I'm not going to buy it. And we got mixed reactions from that. If you want to hear that episode, you should go to phonelosers.com/hobosodes, where you will be disappointed that you have to pay for hobosodes.
Hey, Brad, it's NY guy again.
Hey.
Well, I sent you an email a while ago about this. I don't know if you opened it. I don't think you ever responded. But I was looking around.
What?
The fuck, you know.
This better not be a voicemail telling me to check my emails.
Think of the word. But the homeowners associations, there we go. Sorry, I had a stupid.
It's okay. Whatever.
I was looking around for those online, and I found one where you could sign up to look direct. Account. It asked for like a street address. But I put in a bunch of random stuff, and the morons gave me access to it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your voicemail is cutting out. Apparently you sent me something in an email, a homeowners association thing. I'll get to it eventually. I have a bunch of emails that I haven't answered yet, and a ton of requests that are just sitting in there waiting to be done.
Hey, Brad, it's Calvin.
Oh, don't do that.
Happy
nope, stop it.
Day.
Thanks.
I was just thinking, I'm surprised that more Irish people don't listen to Phone Losers of America, because after all, the cactus is green.
Oh.
Who knows?
There we go.
Have a good day, cactus.
Hey, Brad.
Hey. It's Cody No Name.
Hey.
On the last show, somebody left a voicemail that was very frightening. They were angry about people actually saying, "Hey, Brad." And,
me too.
I just wanted to call in and say, I hope that you find peace in life, angry person.
Yeah, angry person.
Bye, Brad.
Hey, this is Dan Foster from AT&T. We've noticed fraudulent calls on your account calling from Roy, New Mexico. Your total will be $8,432.48, and it's due by next week. If you don't pay, we'll shut down every single phone line leading to your house.
Shit.
Screw you for using AT&T.
I don't have phone lines leading to my house, so I guess I don't have to pay.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
Hey.
I'm just calling to say that even... I know it's not the Carlito show, but you know what I mean by this. I got some today.
What?
Yeah, and I'm proud of it.
That's
so
great.
Woo-woo!
Thanks for sharing.
I got an idea for a show.
Yay.
I was thinking there'd be like one show where...
Everyone says, "I know you hate getting ideas, but..." And then they give me an idea.
Every prank call, you have to say fuck at least one time. Every call is just fuck.
Okay.
I don't know. Just think about it. Think about it.
I think I do anyway, probably.
Hey, Brad. It's Mr. Taco.
Hey.
Hey, I just heard my voicemail on the previous show, and you didn't remember what the Pizza on the Grill episode was. It was the episode that you played a band called Jim, and
what?
You, like, mixed music with voice, or like a...
Oh, Jim. That, okay.
Really cool. So, I need you to do more of those.
Yeah, I need to do more of those that don't have Jim in them, because that seemed like a good idea when I was putting it together, and then I realized, wow, Jim's kind of dated sounding at this point.
All right, love the show.
Oops.
Bye-bye.
So, Mr. Taco, I have bad news. I had to retire your tablet that you sent to me, and I can send it back if you want. Mr. Taco was nice enough to send me an old tablet so that I could use it as a soundboard, which I've been doing for the past few months, but the problem is that it's kind of slow, it's kind of old, it won't even play Simpsons Tapped Out, and I'm trying to think of a different use for it here in the Situation Room. Maybe I can just use it to play Candy Crush and stuff on while I do shows, but it's like I would hit a button on the soundboard and it would take over a second for it to come up, and I just had to retire it. I'm so sorry. I really appreciate you sending that out to me to help me out after all my stuff got taken, but I replaced your tablet with two regular cell phones. They're like $10 cell phones that I got from Fred Meyer, and my soundboard now consists of three of those $10 cell phones, and each of them are for a different thing. I've got like one for music, one for sound effects, and one for ambience. But anyway, thanks, Mr. Taco, for the tablet. I'll definitely send it back to you if you want me to. I'm sure I can figure out something evil to do with it, though.
Hey, Brad. I just want to say thanks again for the advice on what SIP client to use. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I checked out the forum, too, and I appreciate all the information you give out.
Sure.
I kind of wanted to tell you a kind of kick-ass story, I guess.
Uh-oh.
It involves pizza.
You're setting the bar high, saying it's a kick-ass story.
I called a pizza place. And I found out one of the employees' names, and I just complained about them, and they basically gave me a free pizza.
You probably got some guy fired.
Just random. I didn't think that was gonna happen, but yeah, they just randomly gave me a free pizza. I thought somebody was gonna get fired, but
they probably did.
Pizza works, I guess.
At least you got your free pizza.
Anyway, keep doing the show, and I look forward to more episodes. Thanks.
That's all that matters. They got their free pizza. And, you know, if they put that in the computer, and the guy that you complained about, if he still works there, you know he's going to spit in your pizza. So you didn't get a free pizza. You got a free pizza with spit in it. If I worked there, I would spit in your pizza if you complained about me a bunch.
Yeah, there's the beep. Yo, Brad, it's me, the shoplifter.
Hey.
You last played my voicemail from Munich. And I'm glad to tell you that I didn't get caught. The cops didn't get me, so I got away with the goods.
That's great.
Anyway, I'm speaking on speakerphone.
Applause for you.
Just to piss you off. And the reason for this call is...
it sounds all right.
To tell my fellow Brits, especially the Scottish guy, that I just can't stand the accent of you guys.
Yeah.
Seriously, my own brethren.
Fuck those
my own brothers
Scottish
and sisters,
people.
Back from the UK, I can't stand your accent. I don't know how Brad can understand you, especially the Scottish geezer.
Yeah.
And I've got a gripe with the Australian one, too.
I just rely on a Google voice transcription thingy to tell me what he's saying. No, I'm just kidding. That doesn't do any good at all. You should see the transcription when he calls in. It's just a big jumbled mess.
John C. Pepperton here. Next time you call Canada, what you have to do is use the name Roy Waugh, because in Canada there's a last name that's spelled R-O-Y, but pronounced Waugh. So if you double wow. your name, or if you spell it for them, you say your name is R-O-Y, and your last name is R-O-Y, they'll probably get people that get really confused and really upset.
I see.
Do it, Brad. Bye.
You know, a few years back when we first started doing the carding calls originally, Samantha, she put up a note on a car. She also put pylons around the car, took pictures and everything, and she made a hilarious call to the guy that was really confused, and she said her name was Roy, but she said it was pronounced Wah, and I didn't know why she said that, but I guess there's a reason for it. That's how you pronounce Roy there in Canada. That's pretty weird. So I guess Roy McBacon is actually Wah McBacon. How the fuck is Roy pronounced Wah? That doesn't make any sense. Silly Canadians.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
Pittsburgh Billy, man. I just got my stickers today, PLA, for Ooh. Life in the mail.
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to say what's up, and thank you for giving me something to listen to while I hide in the bathroom and my wife is in the bedroom contemplating divorce. I greatly appreciate it. Thank
That's
you for
great.
Keeping me entertained, brother.
I hope someday you can blame your divorce on me. You know what? I am tired of playing voicemails. I'm not going to play anymore. I think we're going to end the show. But by end the show, I mean I'm going to play this clip that Carlito sent to me. This is from a show he did on March 13th. I was listening to part of the show, but I didn't hear all of it. But I actually heard this part. And he was calling up some sort of a ethics complaint line and just telling them wacky stories. And I guess the whole idea was that the ethics complaint line, they have to repeat the entire story back to you. And this story involves me and Dwight and Carlito and Sloth. And maybe other people, I can't remember, but I'm gonna play this and you guys can hear it if you don't want to listen to Carlito's dumb show, which when he does live shows are more random than mine even. You never know when he's gonna go on.
Certainly understand your concern there. Just bear with me and I'll read
right.
this back to confirm.
Here it is.
Okay. Thank you.
And so on the 13th, Dwight was cleaning the bank restroom after the toilet had flooded for the weekend. You, Brad, Mike, and Sloth went out to eat with Dwight for Dwight completing the task. Brad wanted to use the company card to pay for the meal and drinks. You said there was no form to
So we went out to a corporate dinner because Dwight, the janitor, cleaned the toilet. That's what I'm understanding so far.
$8.5 for entertainment, and the meal was not expensive. And Sloth and Brad then wanted to go to the bathroom. Dwight, who was very intoxicated, went with Sloth and Brad. 5 or 10 minutes later, Dwight was yelling, "No, no, no." Sloth and Brad
sounds like Dwight
exited the restroom, affixing the clothes that Sloth and Brad had on as Sloth and Brad exited the restroom. And then Dwight seemed to be physically shaken. Dwight told you that Sloth and Brad had unbuttoned his clothes and kissed all over his body while kissing each other over him.
That's my signature move.
Sloth and Brad held Dwight down.
We held him down with love. That's what it was.
Then Sloth touched his male appendage, or so his, Brad, and Dwight's male appendages, and Brad did the same. The manager of the Chili's disrupted the altercation.
Just rubbed it, what? Rubbed it, the altercation? So confused.
Correct?
So yeah, that's the kind of thing that Carlito likes to do on his show. He calls up ethics complaint lines and tells them that I raped Dwight in the bathroom. Or me and Sloth did. Where were you in this story, Carlito? Why didn't you do anything bad? I don't know if Carlito puts up his shows anymore. Like, I'm on the podcast page on madhouselive.com, and it looks like the last podcast to be posted was September of 2016. But maybe it was a Dwight show. Maybe it wasn't a Carlito show. Oh, wait, no, here it is. I found it. It's on the Prank Call Nation showreel, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes. It's a 4-hour and 40-minute show if you really need some prank calls to listen to. And it looks like it was a Carlito show. So Mixlr.com/prankcallnation/showreel and listen to the show that was done on March 13th, 2017. It's the one called Carlito Inherits a Horse Machine. And with that, I guess that's the end of the show. So thank you everybody for listening, and thank you King Ekbert for sponsoring today's show. It's all King Ekbert's fault that I made fun of Christians a bunch today. So don't send angry emails to me. Send them to King Ekbert instead. because I wouldn't have done this otherwise. It's all his fault.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day.
Family Carrot Top Stores, this is Tiffany, also known as Family Christian.
The power of Christ compels you.